What up, Doe Ledge here. Chill with me, Top Tier Podcast. Good morning, Battle Rap. Good morning. We here to the Good Morning Battle Rap world community. We are here. Cop the merch, inspirationclothing.com/TTP for the hoodies, for the shirts, for the windbreakers, all that good stuff. The beanies are going and going fast. Appreciate it. All the love. Yeah, we got to talk about this, man. Rum Nitty versus Fonz. I'm out the gate with it. And pardon me if I sound a little bit under the weather, because I am. But I'm moving forward like a warrior. I'm a warrior with it, so I'm here. All right. But, yeah, Rum Nitty and Fonz. I watched it live. I did a watch show for it. It's a really, really, really dope battle. Top 5, top 10 battle of the year. Which I wouldn't say it's not saying a lot. I know it's a lot of people have been saying to me. I don't know what the consensus is, but most of the people I've talked to have said it's been a down year as far as great back and forth battles, as far as quality throughout the year from the beginning to end. I disagree. I just think you're limited to what you choose to watch. If you watch more than 3 or 4 leagues, it's been a ton of great battles. But this was one of them for sure, and it was at an elite level, high caliber, the best. You know, no offense to Av, no offense to B-Magic, who's still active. I know Fate is on his way. There's a couple of other we got, like DG the Piranta. There's a lot of good punchers out there, Jables. But these are the two premier punchers in the game right now, and they just proved that just now, right over the weekend. It was finally released before. And one thing I try to stay away from is, particularly with URL battles, when they're app only battles, so you're only getting updates from people in the building, I try to stay away from those takes, because you can just tell, man. And it's not a knock. It might happen to me one day. It might or it might not. Just people are easily influenced by, I don't know if it's crowd reaction, a certain battler's energy, things of that nature. So I must say, look, it was good back and forth both ways. But what I was hearing is, as far as the consensus, and what appeared to be overwhelming support and kind of finality on the caffeine votes, is not what I saw on cam. It's not what I saw when I was watching it. So, yeah, I just got to be honest. I don't know what y'all saw, but I saw a close, close battle. First round. We can discuss the first. First of all, fire from both. I mean it. Like, that first round, come on, man.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
Like, truly, truly incredible stuff. Fonz came out the gate early. I thought, with me, that's what I'll say. With me, it's a little bit different. I know how to differentiate what's dope and what's gassed, what's still fire, even without crowd reaction. And I thought he came out the gate and set a really great tone without the overwhelming support of the crowd initially. I felt like it was a filling out contest, and they was just trying to see. You know, he had to earn it. He had to earn it. Unlike, you know, some people just get the benefit of the doubt. They can say anything the first 6 to 8. Fonz is still in this position where, because he hasn't had a lot of big stage performances, big stage battles, he still has to work just a little bit. And Rum, you know, Rum had to go through that too. Like a couple of his first battles on the big stage, they weren't immediately just, you know, bowing down, you know what I mean, to what he does as far as his skill set and attributes and what he brings to the table. They had to see him a couple of times before they start giving him that love. right? So with Fonz, it took maybe, I would say, six to eight. They got with him, but I was with him the whole time. I thought he set a great tone, great pace. He, if I remember correctly, he did have like a little section that was like a bit dry and a little drawn out. But all in all, I thought he said some dope shit in there. And to be honest with you, if I had to give it from a scale of 1 to 10, it was looking like a 7.5 to 8, which is, yes, it's beatable because a 10 and a 9 beats it. But that's still hard to do, especially when somebody punches as efficiently as Fonz. It was like, man, this looking like an 8 round. And, you know, people in the chat was like, yeah, this is beatable, though. I'm like, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot to beat it. Like, it's not like you can just come out there and spit the same shit you spit the Drugs or Cortez. Like, you got to level up. And out the gate, I've seen the intensity of Rum. Like, he wanted to prove a point. Like, the fact that y'all are even the fact that we even rank him second, meaning that it's close between y'all's disrespect. That's how Rum came out the gates. Like, bro, he's not even close to what I do with this punching shit. And we seen some of the best. It wasn't his first round versus A-Ward, but damn it, it might be. I don't know, man. I don't know the one out on the playback. Yo, it was intricate, but then he got to some like quick punches. Then he was scheming and punching. He was just doing all type of shit. And like when I say he caught up with him, I was waiting for moments. And I'm like, okay, he's saying some dope shit. I still got Fonz up. And then he hit a couple of haymakers in that round. Woo. I said it live on the chat. It's still up. It's still up. You can watch the stream right now. I said, oh, he's lapping. He's lapping Fonz right now. You were saying some crazy shit in that first, but I ain't gonna hold you. That was one of the better rounds from Nitty all year, in my opinion. He was floating. So that's how I gave the first I gave him. I gave that to Rum kind of clear. I had the privilege to watch it again. It's nasty, man. It's nasty. Second round, now I see you online because I finally started paying attention just to get a read on what people were saying after they watched. People who got Rum winning gave him this round as well. I watched it live, and I watched it before I recorded, and I just find it hard to give him that round. First of all, let's go towards the end of his round. It was a little weird. It was an awkward way to end it. And like the line he said before just didn't hit, like a couple, like, I don't know, the back end of that round didn't do it for me. But he had some dope shit, but he was playing catch up. And I'm going to tell you, he was playing catch up from the first bar on to when this nigga stopped. Fonz was bugging. He was bugging. Like, I can't recall the last time I seen Rum, like, react that many times to lines that was said versus him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was one of those, man. He had so many bombs in that round, bro. Like, it was tough. It was tough to, like, I don't even know how you score count that. I just know Fonz was blacking. I don't know if the placement of your rounds, because sometimes people can just gear up for that. Like, he gonna get the first, he gonna empty the clip. Second round, I'm going to set a different tone. In the third round, I'm going to close the show. But I felt like, I feel like that was planned. But all I know is that round was dope. Rum had a dope round, too. His round was dope as fuck, too. Don't get it twisted. It was one of them. But I just don't think it was enough to get Fonz out of there in the second. I don't see how y'all giving him that one. And then on to the third, which was their lightest rounds, but still good rounds. Like, their lightest rounds were better than most people's, like, best rounds that night, like, to be honest with you. And better than some of the rounds I've heard this throughout the year. Like, his third, Fonz's third was dope. I believe that was when he was, like, kind of angling and punching, or it might have been the second. Because that's what I learned too. Not learned, but that's why I always say, like, Fonz is more than just a puncher at times. I know that's his calling card, But Fonz can do more, man. He was angling, talking about like the all these affiliations you with, like one minute you this, and it's been tackled before, but rarely can someone tackle the angle and to bring a crazy ass punch to end the whole sequence. Like if I got a topic and then I go ahead and just bomb on you with the topic with a punch, that's different. That's next level, man. That is next level. So yeah, I just feel like in that third, he was doing a little bit more. Rum had some nice lines, some big lines in there too, in that third. But I felt like, I don't know if he ran out of gas, because I do know he was sick. I do know that. I do remember that he was sick. I do got to be mindful that he was coming off of having the flu. So I don't want to harp on his energy level in that third. Like, he was rapping good, but I can just tell, like, the material just wasn't it for me. So respectfully, I got Fonz rounds 2 and 3. Yeah, and I watched it again. And I feel even more confident in that. I'm shocked that many people got Rum winning, but then again, I'm not that shocked because Rum has, you know, developed. He's in that tier now where you're gonna really have to beat him before his fans and like neutrals say he lost. And I don't think Fonz beat him definitively enough to sway opinions. You know, if you have an opinion on that battle or who you had winning going into that battle, I don't think Fonz did enough to change your mind, and vice versa. I don't think if you came in there feeling like Fonz is the one, really, and everybody, like, I don't think Rum did enough to change the minds of those who picked Fonz. So that's what that stands. But I gotta get y'all both fired, man. Y'all did a hell of a job.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
Yeah, no, excellent work. So, does this... And I know what y'all thinking, like, oh, so if you got Fonz, is he now, like, the best puncher or whatever? Like, I never felt like this was a title for the title. I just felt like they both do that very well, so it'd be a great battle. I think Fonz has so many more things to do. Like, I don't think his skill level of punching was ever in question. The greatest punchers take that ability that they do really well and consistently give you those type of performances that he just gave, but he has to do it consistently on a big stage against big names now. Now he's, you know, he's broke the mold now. I know he battled Cal, but that was a one rounder. And I know he battled Ill Will, but that was a one rounder. Now you got Rec 3 rounds. I know he battled Av in a small room, right? Caffeine style room in the studio, but big stage, the best puncher in the world. People can argue that you won and not look crazy. Cause I remember when I said, like, so I ended the stream and I was just like, I got Fonz. Like, y'all not gonna, like, you know, I can't get killed for this, right? Like, I'm not tripping. Y'all wouldn't say, like, even if y'all got Rum, y'all wouldn't think I was tripping if I picked Fonz with y'all. And then everybody in the chat said, no, I'm like, no, we get it. Some people agree with me, like, no, I got Fonz too. And some people was like, no, I got Nitty, but I don't think you tripping for picking Fonz. So that was enough for me. It's a debatable battle. Like, you'll never see. And this is the thing with debatable battles like this, because even if you got a winner, you can't. I don't know. Because I feel like this battle is going to be like a case for someone in a champion of the year argument, and somebody's just going to casually throw out, oh yeah, and then Rum beat Fonz. Don't forget that. As if, like, that's been the consensus, like, across the board. I don't think so. I don't think, like, people who were just really sitting back listening felt like, I just can't see it. I can't see it. But then again, I don't know. What do I know, right? But yeah, shout out to both gentlemen. Both of their stocks remain intact. Obviously, I'm not really paying too, like, Champion of the Year shit. I love it. I love, like, the concept behind it. It's kind of changed over the years for me, so I can't really all the way get adjusted to it like that, like everybody else was rocking with it. I kind of just like how when I first saw it and when it was first implemented and presented, and I feel like it's just doing its own all type of different stuff now as far as how people get judged for it. So, but I would assume Rum is like top three for sure. I would bank on that. He's in the top three. I think right now Fonz, off of this performance, you know, and several other performances, he's probably top six, I would say, in that top five to six. Because it's, I know Swamp for sure, right? Suge for sure, Rum for sure. And then it's like the Fonz, the Bill Collectors, the, who else? The Easies, the Dannys, and people like that. So we'll see. The A-Wards, can't forget the A-Wards. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what that's like. But shout out to both gentlemen, man. It a battle that lived up to, it's very rare that battles live up to the hype. It's even double that when people who are there and you have no true say in the matter and you have no real resources to verify this. But when people in the building say it's one of the ones and you ain't seen it yet, that rarely works out. But this is one of them, man. This, they rose to the occasion for this. I, hats off, man. I'm taking my Real, I got my Real Madrid hat on. Shout out for the gift. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking good too. But yeah, man, that's how I'm calling that. Fonz 2-1. I wouldn't be mad if you got Rum winning though. I'm not mad. I just find that I can't see him winning that second. I don't know. Maybe I gotta go back. I just don't see it. But we agree to disagree on that one. Oh, real quick, hold on. What, Lightwork, Miss Hustle versus, oh, JC, man. Come on. Man, Did she send him up? I just want to know. Because, yeah, that was a clear dub. Super clear from Miss Hustle. She is super scary in the Lightwork. Because anybody who thinks in these Lightwork, small room settings, performance don't matter, it still matters. And the more I watch, it might matter even more if you're a performer and you still got bars. Like if you're Sheed, if you're Miss Hustle, if you're one of those Danny, like if you're a good performer, you project well and you're loud and you're really aggressive and you just so happen to like have a nice, a solid to great pen, like you don't, like that's trouble. That's trouble in there. That's real trouble in there. And Hustle is one of those. Great projection, great presence. Like, you know what I'm saying? One of the taller women you'll see. Got like a bully style anyway. Got that traditional New York bar setup style. Like, it's not nothing too intricate, not shaking up the cadence. It's just right at you. But she presents it and she has original material that lands. JC was just super choppy. I wouldn't say he just packed it in, like he just gave up, but he just didn't land. Miss Hustle was dangerous. Leave her alone, please. I will leave her alone. That's all I'm saying. We're going to get to a break real quick. And then I'm going to hit y'all with an event, man. A couple of battles that stood out to me. I'm going to do that right now. Yeah. Over in the West, man. Over the weekend, Big Slap. Shout out to Big Slap, John Black. Hitlist West. Hitlist Battle League is a league. Comprised of different divisions, man. Congrats. Oh, I think you guys got Hitlist New England now. Hitless, New York, Hitless, Hitless West. And this was an event over there, headlined by Lil Slap, the young prodigy over there, Lil Slap versus Bill Collector. And I must say, man, that was a really good battle, no lie. I didn't know what to expect, really. And it's wild because Lil Slap isn't the first kid to start battle rapping, but you just always assume because as a kid, these professionals are going to cater to the kid and be all like, no, it's not like that. It's rugged. It's like the old teachings on the playground. Like, you old enough to come out here and play, you're going to get hit with horror fouls. We blocking your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that you would think is unsportsmanlike due to them being a child. But if you step in this field with your shoes tied, yeah, same treatment. And I love that. And Bill was having some dope slap flips. He had some dope just name flips, period. It was just really good. Really good material. Quality. Didn't cheat the fans. Didn't cheat the viewers. Lil Slap, what I got to say about you is I see that you do your homework, sir. Like, I was just watching him. I was like, oh, he's more a little more comfortable. He's a little more settled in. He's not. So the problem with Lil Slap, besides like maybe not remembering certain shit at that moment, but aside from that, which all battle rappers, even the adult battle rappers, go through, it was just more about the delivery of it. Didn't, you know, sometimes it'll be with confidence. Sometimes it'll be kind of light. Like, you're almost nervous to say it, but nah. You definitely was confident in this battle. And you added to your game. That's really good, too. You know, hey, I can crack a joke here and there. I can do this. I can do that. And I think it showcased a lot of versatility. I think you've grown and matured on, like, more quality punches. I think you was getting away with a few that weren't that crazy, but because, you know, you was a little slap, and, you know, even very little slap at that time, that people was letting it roll. But, nah, you stepping up, and I like that. Not really judging a battle on who won or lost. It was just entertaining. And, yeah, that was that for that one. And then his mom, Red Bangs Don't Bang, got a big plate with Shuni. What? Shuni came outside, and she meant business. She meant business. And some original bang flips, some just original. Start out with, like, a joke, of course. That's how you, you know, get the crowd over there. You kind of get them to relax a little bit, laugh a little bit. And then there you go. Your night is, you know, your night is complete once you do that. Give them the laugh a little bit. You got them. That's how Shuni was. Got them. Then she started trying to go for the jugular. And her round, she was really, truly wigging. I ain't going to lie. Shuni was wigging. Her problem was she got jammed up later in the round. Later in the round, she got jammed up. And she kind of lost the momentum for, like, the next 8 bars or so. Like, the next 8 or 10, she kind of got, you know, shut down a little bit because she kind of scrambling for her material. But then when she kind of calmed down and got it back, she started floating again. And, yeah, she's dangerous. She, you know, Shuni also had a great year as well. So, that should be fun. That should be fun. But, yeah, Shuni one of those. Champion of the year, excuse me, woman of the year. She probably like top 5. She top 5. But yeah, she got her shit back after the choke or the jam up, however you want to call it. But Red Bangs Don't Bang, taking advantage of the moment, really just outshined her right around the midpoint. I like how she just started. I like how she started, and I like that she, like, she didn't just come out the gate with punching and punching. She came out with a little subtle humor, a little bit of just charisma and poise. She had both. Charisma and poise. Like, I'm gonna be charismatic, dynamic, punching, joke here, but it's going to all be at a tempo and with a poise that I like. And then after she got really, really comfortable, she kind of hit Shunya in the head, bop, bop, two-piece with a haymaker that shook the building, shook the room, had people come. I ain't even noticed that many people in the building. Then they just coming from behind the cameras and just showing her mad love. I'm like, yo, she must have got it. She got it, though. But Red Banks, no, she been working hard. She deserved this moment. She been, I know she was sidelined. Oh, what was the lines about the baby? It was about her just having a baby, but she was, you know, people call it a gun, a baby. She's somehow shooting out, like, you catching a newborn or something like that. Some dope flip like that. That was a crazy haymaker that she landed. That was fire. But, yeah, so in the battle kind of came and went because it was a one-rounder. But that's why you need haymakers. That's why you need moments in those one-round settings so it can have replay value because sometimes one-rounders don't. That's why people aim for three. But in this case, definitely check it out. I love that battle. Shout out to Shuni. Shout out to Red Bangs. Way to step up. And then the rest of the card really was what? Marv a legend, bro. He got Ron Compton up out of there in that rebuttal. That was nasty. Nasty work. So, yeah. It was a good event from what I seen. Now, I will let you guys know that with Black Excellence 2, it was streamed on live on YouTube. My man Nico, the voice of the West, Nico TV, will be streaming the event on Caffeine later today. Follow him, Nico TV on Caffeine. You got, I believe Danny Myers is on the card. Ishmoola on the card. You got some names on the card. You're going to want to pull up. Come on, man. It's free on Caffeine. You might as well pull up and check it out. Get them views up. Follow Nico TV on Caffeine. And that's really it, man. I really enjoyed myself today. I had a good day today. I had a good day yesterday, but going into today, which is now today, whatever. But yeah, check it out. Caffeine, Nico TV, the undisputed voice of the West. He'll be streaming this pretty dope event. Like I said, Red Bangs showed that she's coming, man. She's coming. She's getting better and better. Shout out to Shuni, who's always a road warrior. She's always on the road. And that's pretty much it. And in the main event, Bill Collector and Slap. Bill was entertaining, but he had like real aggressive bars too. And then he had jokes. He was like the perfect person for Lil Slap to go against. So whoever set that up is doing really good work match booking, because that's around someone you want to trade shots at. So, but that's it. I am out of here. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend. And catch y'all on another one. As always, keep it battle rap, peace and love. I'm out.